when birds coming down and raining in and cold soup coming down and all that. I have it well stuffed, and then I have the summer front in there, and it certainly isn't very ornamental, but it's usable. It can be the summer front just pulled out, you know, and the stuffing pulled out. You can have a fire there any minute you want to. I don't like a fireplace ever bricked up so that you can't use it, but I think sometimes it's more convenient to have it that way. And I'll tell you, really, you know, I don't believe there's any coal for sale in Hot Springs today. I wouldn't know where to get a lump of coal.
You burn coal rather than wood?
You mean in fireplaces?
Yes.
When we were using fireplaces really all the time, we would use usually have some wood and some coal, you know. But coal was the main heat.
When you were a child?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I see.
Our heat now is a gas-fired furnace.
Let's start with the mirror, and would you name the different parts of the fireplace? What's below the mirror, where the candles are, the clock?
Well, the mantelpiece.
And below that, this part?
I don't know. You mean the tile part?
Yes.
I don't know I don't know what's the right name for that tile that goes around the...
The tile down here would be just the...
Same tile used both places, you see. And it's a hearth, of course.
Mm-hmm. And when you burn the coal, probably didn't have these, but when you burn logs, what would you have?
That is a fireplace. That is not, you know, if you're going to burn logs, if you're going to have a strictly wood fire, it's a big open place with andirons.
Yes.
But this is a grate, and when I said, do you burn? You asked if we burn wood. It was not like a wood fireplace, a great big wood fireplace, you know, with logs this long and this big around. It was what colored people call stove wood, about this long, and, you know, size of a baseball bat, or not that big.
What did you used to call that big log when you had a wood fireplace, a big fireplace?
I don't know anything except, I don't know of any other name.
This backlog?
Well, that backlog was the one that, you know, that would sort of carry the fire over the night or something like that.
And how did they used to start the fire, particularly in...
Well, you mean, we have at times had an open fireplace. Sometimes, you know, people would get kind of tired of that and decide they wanted to go back to a grate, and we've had it different ways. But I think that I think some people maybe tried to bank it, as they called it, you know, and start. But I never did know much about that. And in fact, there was our colored yard man came and made the fire, so that was his work. To get started.
And,
kindling, you know, chopped up kindling and paper, and then to get it started that way.
That's what I was wondering. Did you ever hear the term fatwood?
No, but I think that would mean fat pine, wouldn't it?